Well, great morning, everybody. Great morning, great morning. Happy Saturday to everybody. This is Pastor Gina. So glad that you guys are up and moving around. Glad you can join me for morning prayer as we jumpstart this day. We jumpstart what is happening in and through and around us, and we give praise to the Most High God. But on yesterday, I was talking a little bit to us as we got ready to pray about not allowing our thoughts to become our words and our words to form a world that we don't want, but we say it. But I wanted us to look real quickly at scripture before we pray in Matthew chapter 6, around verse 25. And I want us to look what Jesus said, because it is in red. And he said something like this. He says in 25, he said, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is it not life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor do they gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them, and are ye not much better than they?" And I just wanted to stop and pause this for a minute. He says, take no thought. And that's why yesterday I was telling you that we don't allow our thoughts to become our world, our words, and our words to become our world, or our words become our reality, not what we're thinking. That's why Apostle Paul called, he said, to capture the thoughts, to pull down the thoughts, anything that comes up against the word of God. Because every morning, especially in the spring and the summertime, when I get up in the morning to go and get ready to start the route, the birds are out chirping, and it's dark outside, and they are singing their hearts out. They are praising God early, early in the morning, because they know they have not even thinking about, well, how are we going to eat today, or what is going. They already know. And so if you read from 6:25 all the way down to the end of Matthew chapter 6, Jesus said about six times, take no thought, take no thought. In 27, he says, which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto your life, to your stature? 28 says, why take ye thought of your raiment? And then he says, at 31, he said, therefore take no thought of what we shall eat or what we shall drink. That's why I said, don't allow our thoughts to become our words and our words become our world or our reality, because we formed it by what we have not taken capture. Jesus said something. He said, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. So what are you thinking? What are you thinking? Capture those thoughts. If it's not forming the world and it's not forming what you want to see, not what you're seeing, then capture them. Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't allow the words, your thoughts become your words and your words to become your reality. Capture those thoughts. So, Father God, we thank you on this wonderful Saturday, God. We thank you for what you're doing in the lives of your people. We thank you, God, that you're doing something so quick, so fast, so awesome, and so mighty, God. We thank you, God, that you have decreed in your word that we are the head and not the tail. You've said in your word that we are above and not beneath, God. God, you said, tell us to think on things above and not beneath, God, things that are good and lovely, God. And, God, we thank you right now, God, that we are so mindful of what's coming out of our mouth, God. And as we get ready to enter into this new month, God, we enter into this new month. We're now in the month of November, God. And God, we thank you that these last 2 months of 2024 are going to be the best months of our year. We're going to see supernatural things happening in our lives. But God, we are cautious about what's coming out of our mouth. We are cautious of the thoughts that are running in our minds, God, that they will not become our words, and our words will not become the world that we do not want, God. Situations will not control us another day, God. And I thank you, God. I thank you for your word. I thank you that it is alive. I thank you that it is sharper than a two-edged sword. I just thank you, God. I thank you, God, that you tell us that the power of death and life is in our tongue. And God, we choose to be positive. We choose to speak life. We choose to speak in every area of our life. We choose to speak over our finances. We choose to speak. We choose to speak positive over our families and our family situations and over our marriages and over our children. And God, we thank you right now. Oh, God, not another day where we have just allowed things to just rambling to roll out of our mouth and thinking that it does not have power, because Words have power. The Creator who created us, you put your breath, you put your life inside of us. And the same way you created this earth, and the stars are still in place, and the sun is still in place, and the moon is still in place, and the trees are still reproducing. God, that we do not want our words to reproduce what we don't want to see. We don't want our words, God, to reproduce, and what we don't want is to happen in our lives. God, we thank you right now that every idle word that we have spoken, God, we counsel them, God. And God, we choose to put in the atmosphere of what we want to see, God. We thank you right now. We'll be quick to hear and slow to speak, God. We won't speak out of rash and anger, God, but we will be quiet and allow you to teach us, God, what to say, how to say it. We won't be so open our mouth and just begin to say things and wondering why the dreams haven't manifest, why our hope get deferred. Could it be because of what we've said, God? Oh, God, I thank you right now. I thank you right now, God. I thank you, God, that our minds are being reset. We thank you right now that our minds are being transformed. We thank you right now for when we say we can't, we begin to say we can. When we begin to say I don't have, we begin to proclaim that we do have. God, I thank you right now. I thank you right now that I will speak what your word speak, because you said your word can't come back void, that it shall accomplish everything that it set out to do, God. God, I thank you right now. If we could be like the birds to get up in the morning and just praise your name, God, and begin to think about the wonderfulness of you, God, and we can think about how you already know everything that we stand in need of, and God, that we can stand firm and planted in your word, God. God, I thank you right now. Oh, God, that you have never left us, nor have you forsaken us, God. God, that you say you will be with us to the end, God. And God, I thank you. I thank you that you are a God that hears us. God, you said that when we call upon your name, God, you will answer, God. And God, I thank you, God. God, I will not cancel without the order that I put in. I will not allow my words to cancel what I've already asked for, God. God, I'm so mindful, God. Make me mindful of what I'm saying, Holy Ghost, that I will not, I'll just say something rashly off my tongue, God, out of anger or out of spite, God. But God, I thank you right now. I thank you right now because I'm in a place that I feel that I'm in a place of desperation. God, we will not just speak anything, God, but we'll be mindful. God, we will not say, God, the negative, but we will say things that will uplift and shape our world, God. God, that we are abundant and superly blessed, God. God, that prosperity and peace lives in my house, God. God, we begin to speak words of adoration, God. God, we begin to speak what we want to see. We shape our world, God. God, this is the day that everything I need is coming to me, God. God, I thank you for the checks that are showing up in the mail, God. I thank you, God, for expected emails to show up and mails and checks, God, to show up, God. God, I thank you that money is flowing to me, God. God, I thank you that currency is moving to me, God. I thank you right now, God. Oh, God, I thank you for the houses that you said that I live in that I did not build, God. Oh, God, I thank you that you're unstopping wells, God, because that's what your word says, God. God, I thank you that I choose to speak life. I choose to speak life. I choose to speak life. I choose to speak life over every situation. I choose to speak life over my children. I choose to speak life over my family. I choose to speak life over my finances, God. Oh, that I have more than enough, God. God, that I'm blessed, God. God, I have more in store, God. God, I'm blessed in the city and in the country, God. God, I'm blessed, God. God, I thank you right now, God, that your word, God, just begins to bubble up out of your people, God. God, we meditate on it both day and night, God. God, we thank you right now that you said that we should have good success, God. That's what you told Joshua, God, and we stand on it, God. God, you told Joshua, as you were with Moses, so are you with him. And God, I thank you that you are with us because you're in us, God. And I thank you this day, God. I thank you this day, God, that we are careful what comes out of our mouth, God. We're careful what we're saying, God. God, I thank you today. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you that we can lift up our hands, God, that we take no thought of how it's going to happen, but we know who can make it happen, God. God, that you are a miracle worker. God, that you are the one, God. You are a promise keeper, God. God, that you cannot lie to us. And God, we thank you today. We thank you today, God. We thank you today when the woman with the issue of blood, God, that was sick, God, for all those years, and she had spent all she had. Her thought came to her, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole, God. God, I thank you that you're ready to make us whole. God, we thank you, God, that you're ready to move in life, God. Thank you today, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you today, God. We thank you. We thank you for what you're doing in the lives of your people. God, we thank you today that we are mindful of what comes out of our mouth. No longer we won't say what we can't do, but we will say what we can do. Because your word says all things are possible for those that believe, God. And God, we believe you. We trust you. We believe you, God. We trust you. We put our trust in you. We put our trust that you are our provider. We put our trust in you that you are Jehovah Jireh. We put our trust in you that you are Jehovah Rapha, that you're the one that heals. We put our trust in you that you do hear us. We put our trust that you are not ignoring us. And even when we can't see it or we can't trace it, we know in our knowing that you are doing it, God. God, that you're doing it quick, you're doing it fast, and you're doing it in a hurry. God, that you're raising up somebody somewhere to use that power, that ability, and that influence to help me. God, I thank you that we begin to decree and declare out of the world, out of ourselves, God, your word. We put it back into the atmosphere, what we see. God, that the earth must yield what it rightfully belongs to us, God. God, I thank you right now. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. You said that you're our shepherd, and we shall not want. God, there's no lack in our house. There's no lack in our houses. There's no lack in our lives. God, we speak, there is no lack. Oh, God, that you're a God of more than enough. You're a God of more than enough. And, God, we thank you. We will speak what we want to see. We will speak that we do have raises. We will speak that we do have promotions. We will speak that our businesses are six figures and greater. We do speak, God. We speak life. We speak life. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, God, that we ever become ever so mindful of the words that come out of our mouth. We become ever so mindful of what is trying to come out of us, God. God, right now, God, we're ever so mindful that we will not allow it. We will not loose it into the atmosphere. And God, we thank you with a repentant heart that every loose word that we have spoken that were not of you, God, we ask you to forgive us, God, and we ask you to cancel it right now in the name of Jesus, and we replace it with positivity that I am more than enough, that I am living in the best, that I do drive, do go first class, that I'm driving the best, living in the best, going first class in life. God, I thank you right now that we capture the thoughts. We will not allow our thoughts to become our words and our words to become our reality or to shape our world. We thank you. We honor you. We give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen, men and women of God, saints of God, kingdom citizens. Again, this is Pastor Gina. Thank you for hanging out with me on this morning as we jumpstart our morning. Let's give thanks to God this morning. Let's be like the birds that's out there that's chirping, you know, especially in the spring and the summertime. They chirping and they're praising God because they know God's going to use somebody to put some bird seeds out there. He knew he's going to use somebody that's going to throw some breadcrumbs out the window, that's going to drop some food out. They already know. Can we just be like them and just know that our God is going to load me daily with my daily bread? Or can we just be like that? Can we just believe God? Can we just be so mindful that today is the day? Tell yourself, today is the day that my supernatural shows up. Today is the day that my miracle shows up. Why? Because I'm not going to allow my mouth to kill my miracle. I'm not going to allow my mouth to kill what God I've already put in order. That's like going to a restaurant and I've already put my order in. I'm not going to cancel it. I'm not going to cancel what I've ordered. I'm going to wait on God, and I'm going to be mindful what comes out of my mouth. Again, this is Pastor Gina. Thank you for hanging out with me on this morning for morning prayer. As we get our day jump started, remember, don't allow your words, your thoughts to become your words, and your words to become your reality or your world. Let's capture those thoughts. Y'all be blessed. Enjoy the duration of your day. And I know, tell yourself today, it's going to be a good, awesome, powerful, and wonderful day. Yes, it is. It's going to be good, powerful, and awesome. Supernatural things going to happen in my life today. Can't wait to hear the testimonies, you guys. Love you guys, and y'all be blessed, and see you guys later. Bye-bye.